This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I've got a show lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And this time I've looked fairly deeply into my LP shelves. I've got some LPs all sorted out under the name of the artist and that sort of thing, and a row of Osborne Brothers ones, and a row of Bill Monro ones, and a row of Stanley Brothers ones. But I've also got a bit of a mixture there where I've accumulated LPs just because I wanted to hear what they sounded like. And sometimes they've become favourites and other times they haven't become favourites. And so we're just looking into some of my LPs, and I hope you're going to enjoy this investigation with me. And first up, I have someone I've not played on the show before, Bill Grant and Delia Bell. And the LP is called Following a Feeling. Came out in 1988, quite recent as far as LPs are concerned. And Bill Grant and Delia Bell are real fine country singers with a bluegrass leaning. And on this, they're backed by the Johnson Mountain Boys. Dudley Connell's playing guitar, David McLaughlin mandolin, and Marshall Wilburn on bass, Tom Adams on banjo, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle, and they have Roger Williams, a fine dobro player who plays with them regularly. And Bill Grant usually plays mandolin, Delia Bell usually plays guitar, but on this one I think they've left that to the Johnson Mountain Boys. And I've picked a couple of songs. The first one is called If I Had My Life to Live Over, and it's a Clyde Moody song, and this is what Bill Grant and Delia Bell do with it.
There's a little log hut down in old Caroline. The doors are all shut and covered with vines. That's where I lived when just a lad. I was happy there with mother and dad. Now I'm alone and oh so lonely. I didn't know I'd be so sad. But if I had my life to live over, I'd stay at home with mother and dad. time. I waited too long to go back home. The ones I love have done passed on. Now I'm alone, oh so lonely. I didn't know I'd be so sad. But if I had my life to live over, I'd stay at home with mother and dad. To call home, I'm out in this world and I'm all alone. My heart is blue, my heart is sad. I've got no home, no mother and dad. Now I'm alone, oh so lonely. I didn't know I'd be so sad. But if I had my life to live over, I'd stay at home with mother and dad.
Well, don't they do a good job? It's a fine bluegrass, really. And it's one of my lesser played LPs, and I'm not quite sure why that is. Anyway, I'll be alternating some LPs with CDs. And this is one from Raymond McLean, Kentucky Mountain Banjo. Sort of an old-timey approach to the music. It was originally released in 1994. That I've got it on a CD. He's got people like the McReynolds brothers and Mike Stevens on harmonica and Glenn Duncan on fiddle and his family on guitar and bass, and Raymond's playing the banjo, and he chooses some very entertaining songs. Here's Raymond McLean with Playing Possum.
Took my gal out the other night. I thought everything is gonna be alright. I wanted to enjoy her company. She reclined on my front seat, just like she was fast asleep. But I think she was playing possum on me.
Playing possum, playing possum.
She was faking, I could plainly see that she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was playing possum on me. I drove around for an hour or so, listening to the radio. My patience started growing pretty thin. I was searching for her eyes of blue. Said, how about a kiss or two? But she just lay there with that possum grin. 'Cause she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was faking, I could plainly see that she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was playing possum on me. Take her home, say goodnight, and then be gone. I figured this was one I could not win. She got out on her front lawn, stretched her arms and began to yawn, and looked at me with that old possum grin. 'Cause she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was faking, I could plainly see that she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was playing possum on me. She was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was faking, I could plainly see that she was
playing possum, playing possum.
She was playing possum on me. Yes, she was playing possum on me.
Oh, a lot of fun in that song. playing possum, as well as some fine harmonica playing and a tricky arrangement there. Of course, you'd have to get your part right, wouldn't you? It'd be terrible if you missed out on your little lick in that line there. Oh, let's hear from Eric Weisberg, Marshall Brickman and Company. I got this album from Lewis Edes in Auckland and must have been in the late 1960s. New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass. It's got this neat picture on the front taken on in a New York park beside a tree. Marshall Brickman and Eric Weisberg are standing there playing banjos, and there's a little kid leaning on a banjo with them, looking up at them, and it's a great picture. They've got some very creative music in here based on bluegrass music, but they're both very educated musicians with bachelors of music and things like that, highly recognized as quality musicians, and played in the group The Terriers as well, folk music as well as classical music. And they bring a real inventiveness to some of their playing. And I'm going to play a track called No Title Yet Blues. Sounds like the sort of thing I'd name it. Eric Weisberg's playing banjo on this one. Clarence White is playing guitar. And Gordon Terry is playing fiddle. They managed to get some fine musicians to work with them on this album. Here's the No Title Yet Blues. That's an interesting sound with that low string tune down there on that banjo. No Title Yet Blues. The Gibson Brothers, great band. A pair of brothers. Brothers always sound great singing music. That's why I like playing with the Trenriths so much. I've got Sam and Tim that do great harmony together, just a bit like the Gibson Brothers. Eric plays banjo, Lee plays guitar. They sing harmony together, accompanied by Mike Barber on bass, Joe Walsh on mandolin, and Clayton Campbell on fiddle. This is from the CD, they called it Music, and I've selected a song called Sundown in Sorrow. The Gibson Brothers.
Shadows are
Some classic bluegrass music there from the Gibson Brothers. I'm going to play a Flat and Scruggs tune now. They've been on the show, obviously, before, lots and lots of times. The album is called Lester Flat Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, Blue Ridge Cabin Home, and it's in the counties, in the county country classics series, and this was issued in 1978. That was 9 years after Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs parted ways, and it's some of their classic music from 1955 and 1957, several recording sessions in those years. And at the time of the issuance of this LP, some of the tracks had not been put out before, ever released. And it was a classic band: Lester Flatt guitar, Earl Scruggs banjo, Paul Warren fiddle, Curly Seckler mandolin, Buck Graves dobro, and Jake Tullock on bass. And I'm going to play you one of the tracks that, until 1978, when this album came out, it had never been issued, and it's one called I'll Take the Blame. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Let's have a listen to them.
I slipped around it two time and you having fun there like some guys do. But now I'm sorry and now I'm through. Forgive me, darling, it's up to you. But I can't blame you if you keep time to, because I'm guilty for the things I do. I danced around love, played every game, and if you leave me, I'll take the blame. I've got no money, I'm just a pauper guy, trying to live on love, dear, without your love I'll die. So please don't leave me, whatever you do, just squeeze me, darling, while I'm loving you. But I can't blame you if you do time to, because I'm guilty for the things I do. If you leave me, I'll take the blame. But I can't blame you if you're down to, because I'm guilty for the things I do. I danced around love, played every game, and if you leave me, I'll take the blame.
Well, I don't know if you'd heard that one before, but I got a feeling that the Bluegrass Album Band reprised it in one of their albums. But this is one of the lesser-known Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs songs. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you music from my shelves. And today we're digging deeply into the shelves to play some of the LPs that I had that I started my collection with. I have to admit that when I pulled some of the LPs out that I would have liked to have played and tested them at home, I decided they weren't in good enough condition to play on the air. They were just pretty battered. I never had a decent quality record player in those days, and it was pretty hard on some of those grooves, and you hear it. If the album's been played a lot, it sounds pretty bad. Bit of a shame, really. Anyway, we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. The show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and Shearer's Music Works is the shop that helps all musicians play music. You can go and buy an instrument, you can go and buy books on how to play it, you can buy your strings and accessories and your picks and your straps, and you can talk to the salespeople and they'll help you out. Whatever you need to know about music, they'll be able to help you. Shearer's Music Works, I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Big hi to all the people listening on podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. I know people all around the world tune in, and some people write me an email just saying thanks for the show. And you can also see the running list on Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand Facebook page. And if you feel free to make a comment there or like it or whatever, a few people are doing that. And if you need to send me an email, it's paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can just send it care of Free FM. Go to the webpage and you can send an email in there. Anyway, let's get on with the music, eh? Starlet and Big John. This isn't in my deep shelves. This is a almost brand new CD that I've received from Rebel. They do a great job of promoting their music, and Starlet and Big John do some excellent music. Living in the South is the name of the album. Came out just a month or so ago, and here they are doing Back Away Little Heart.
She's not for you. She's the kind of can't be true. Back away, back away, back away, oh, back a little heart.
You'll be the next in line for broken hearts and dreams that'll never come in. You play the game, you play the losing part. Back away, back away, back away, oh, back a little heart.
Back away, back away, back away, oh, back a little heart. She'll hurt, she'll desert you, and tear your world apart. It's plain to see she's not for you. She's the kind that can't be true. Back away, back away, back away, oh, back a little heart.
She'll steal your world and then she'll move along. Look out, cause you don't have a true love. Back way, back way, back way, on back a little hard.
Back way, back way, back way, on back a little hard. She'll hurt, she'll desert you, and tear your world apart. It's plain to see she's not for you. She's the kind that can't be true. Back way, back way, back way, on back a little hard. She's not for you. She's the kind that can't be true. Back away, back away, back away, oh, back a little heart. It's plain to see.
Starlet and Big John. Back Away, Little Heart. Interesting title for the song. Let's listen to Bill Grant and Delia Bell again. And this time the song is called Could This Have Been the Man?
Made my body shudder and my blood turned icy cold. Two shaggy little donkeys hitched to a heavy load. A little covered wagon they were pulling down the road. A man sat on the spring seat, he looked like Jesus Christ. His clothes were kinda ragged, but his attitude was nice. He had no destination, no place to come back to. He said he had no family, his friends were mighty few. But traveling through the country, living day by day, said he passed his hat around to help him on his way. He said, I preach the gospel as I travel through this land. And when I find a friend in need, I lend a helping hand. Travel on, and I know I'll be rewarded when I reach my happy home. He said, I am the healer, and this book is the way. Up his Bible, and there the words did say, take up thy cross and follow me, thy will shall be done. The time is growing shorter, and my work has just begun. He said, I preach the gospel as I travel through this land. And when I find a friend in need, I lend a helping hand. I hope the Lord will bless me as I gently travel on. I'll be rewarded when I reach my happy home. Turn this matter over in my thoughts so many times. It always leaves me puzzled, it's heavy on my mind. They say the Lord's coming to make another stand. I've asked myself the question, could this have been the man? They say the Lord's coming to make another stand. I've asked myself the question, could this have been the man?
Well, that's an interesting song, and it was written by Bill Grant as well as that. Asked some interesting questions there. Let's hear from Balsam Range now, a 2014 album. The album was just called Five, and I've picked out a track called Don't Watch Those Tears, written by Jennifer Strickland. Caleb Smith is playing guitar and doing the lead vocal. Buddy Melton, fiddle and tenor vocal. Darren Nicholson, mandolin, baritone vocal. Mark Pruitt on the banjo and Tim Surrett on the upright bass. And this is how they do that song.
Love that proved to be untrue, but don't you know, dear, that I'll always love you, even if a new love you have found. Please say goodbye and walk away, dear. Don't watch these tears of mine go falling down.
Heart to me,
but you know, dear, that I'll always love you, even if a new love you have found. Please say goodbye and walk away, dear. Don't watch these tears of mine go falling down. If a new love you have found, please say goodbye and walk away, dear. Don't watch these tears of mine go falling down. Don't watch these tears of mine go falling down.
That's the band Balsam Range. Don't watch these tears. I used to get a lot of albums from County directly. In fact, I visited County Sales when they were still in New York, visited David Freeman at his flat, and that was in 1971, and before he moved south down to Roanoke, and talked records, and I was a regular customer of theirs. Always got the six LPs, so you got one free, and County served me very well in supplying my bluegrass needs over the years. One of the albums I got from them was on their own label, County 735, Buck White and the Down Homers, or Buck White, it says, and the Down Homers on the back cover, and Buck White and the Down Home Folks on the front cover. And it's basically the Buck White family, and they do some wonderful singing together. You can get them on YouTube these days, and Buck is a venerable gentleman, wonderful person. Wonderful mandolin player, totally understated, can do whatever he likes, and has a magic approach to his mandolin playing. He's doing mandolin and vocals. Sharon White, his daughter, is doing guitar and vocals. Cheryl White, another daughter, is doing bass and vocals. And his wife, Pat White, is doing vocals. And they're supported by Kenny Baker on fiddle and Jack Hicks on banjo from Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys at the time. This album was recorded in 1972. And the song that I like to play for you is one called Dixieland for Me. It's an old George Jones and Melba Montgomery song, and it really makes for some nice bluegrass, especially family style bluegrass like Buck White and his family. Let's have a listen to them.
Thank you.
Gosh, they sounded young, didn't they? The girls are probably just teenagers in that album, or little older than teenagers may be. But they made a great trio, and I really always enjoyed their music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm enjoying digging deep into my LPs to find some music that we may not have heard on this show before. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on access radio stations around New Zealand. Could be anywhere from Raglan Community or Free FM Hamilton. You might be in Hamilton here. Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Lots of people listening to bluegrass music in New Zealand, and I really appreciate it. Any time of the day or night, of course, you can get it on a podcast, but if you're listening to the radio deep into the night, you'll often find Back Porch Bluegrass on a station near you. All the people in Canada listening on the access radio stations there, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX, Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. And the American stations too. In the USA, we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and there may be other stations there that I don't know that are running Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, I hope you're enjoying the music and my take on this music. I've been playing this stuff since the mid-1960s, when I started learning bluegrass banjo, because I heard Earl Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme, and that was an absolute delight for me. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band has been my main outgrowth of my desire to play banjo and play bluegrass music, and we've recorded all sorts of albums over the years, and we did one album called Way Down South that was recorded in 2008 specifically to come with us to the USA when we the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was one of the international guests at the Romp Festival at Owensboro, Kentucky. And we put down a whole bunch of music on that, some self-written and some from our typical repertoire. In New Zealand, we don't particularly have bluegrass audiences per se, not so often anyway, and we tend to adapt songs from any genre that worked exactly the same way that Bill Grant and Delia Bell do, or Bill Monroe did, or Flatten Scruggs did. And from this album, I'd like to play a song, It Doesn't Matter Anymore. You may have heard that before. Alan Rhodes on lead vocals, David Calder on harmony vocals, Tim Trenwith baritone vocals, and he's playing bass. David Calder plays mandolin, Alan played guitar. I play banjo, and we had Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and she was recorded in the USA where she was at the time, and her part was mixed in with us. Here we are with I Guess It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Tell me if you've heard this.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy. But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick. Trying, I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Now you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. Thank you. use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Now you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
What a crazy ending. Well, that's a different sound from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We still do that song on rare occasions. I think Pam sings it these days. That was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's how we recorded that. I often say a recording album is a bit like a photo album. Most people play the music. This is what it sounds like on the day, and they don't necessarily recreate exactly what they've been playing previously or what they are going to play in the future. And it's a bit like that with photos. Sometimes you look at a photo and say, was I really like that? And yes, you were for that photo, and you may have changed a bit. Well, our music changes a bit, and isn't that a good thing? Oh, let's hear from Jim and Jesse, some very early recordings from Jim and Jesse here. I think they've got Hoke Jenkins on five-string banjo here and maybe Sonny Miller on fiddle. Not quite sure who else. Could be Bobby Moore on bass. These were recorded in the Castle Studios in the Tulane Hotel in the early 1950s. And it's one of Jim and Jesse's classic songs. It's called the Airmail Special, and it's about a plane that flies from New York over to California and back. And it became one of their classic tunes. Let's hear Jim and Jesse do it.
Stacking mails wide and high, sailing through the wide beyonder, hit that airmail special on the fly. Listen to the motors humming, see her streaking through the sky, like a bird. Over plain and high top mountain, over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty galley for you, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over a rugged deep so high, hurrying mail to California, it's that airmail special on the fly. Watch your circle for a landing, hear a motor call inside, now she's coming down the runway.
Even in their early days, they had that magic harmony, didn't they? And just unbeatable. And they did a fine job on that. Now let's listen to Flat and Scruggs again from their album. This is a song from 1957, and it's one called Six White Horses. Goes like this.
I'm leaving you to where you are from mine. Leaving you to where you are from mine. Cause you keep me worried, troubled, troubled all the time. all the six white horses going two by two. All the six white horses going two by two. Just because some other woman done stole my love from you. That I'm riding is 16 coaches long. And that woman I'm loving's got another man and gone. I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. If you ever see your daddy, it'll be on judgment night. Straight from my back door, right up to the rising sun.
Well, that's the Flattened Scruggs version of the old song, Six White Horses. We're going to hear something that really influenced my music in many different ways. In 1971, I went to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and I got to see John Hartford playing. And he had Norman Blake playing guitar, Vassar Clements playing fiddle, Tut Taylor playing dobro, and Randy Scruggs playing bass. And I'd never seen John Hartford playing live. In fact, I'd never seen almost any bluegrass band playing live. And I just loved the way John Hartford approached the music and played. And it was different from the bluegrass music that I was used to, but I was absolutely captivated by it. And in particular, his version of a new song he'd just written called Gentle On My Mind. And Hamilton County had not long recorded that song. We did a nice, gentle, flowing version of it. And then I heard John Hartford do the song. He wrote it. He played it the way he wanted to write it, and it changed my approach to the song forever. And I have here an album called a John Hartford anthology, Me Oh My, How the Time Does Fly. I just love his writing, I love his music, and it's got Gentle On My Mind on it. I like to play it for you. Let's have a listen.
Betty Martin now. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains and it dried upon some wine. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle on my mind. chestnut clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that finds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you just gentle on my mind. Although the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Take Robin.
Just loving John's fairly irreverent approach to his own tune. Just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for this week. Thanks very much for tuning in, and do it again next week. We'll have another show lined up for you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.